I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Happy Friday, everybody. If you're listening to this, that means that you've made it through the week and it's time to maybe kill some time on your drive to work or while you're at work. But either way, you're listening to the Beard Laws podcast and we're super excited. We had another good episode with me and the boys talking about some crazy news articles and everything else we get into. Greatly appreciate you taking the time to listen to this. If you happen to watch the show live, we appreciate you guys too. Know what else we would appreciate? If you checked out the Beard Laws Patreon, or if you like some merchandise, they would be a great gift, whether it's Christmas, Halloween, New Year's, a birthday, or maybe a just because present. There's so many great things. And again, whatever you are gratefully enough, we'll go with that and spend and buy some of the merch of the Patreon. It goes right back into the show to continue to make this more fun, to make the quality better and make it something that you truly do enjoy. And as always, if there's feedback or you have anything, I always get around. You can email Logan at beardlaws.com. But all kidding aside, you could email Matt at beardlaws.com. But I've wasted enough of your time. You're Friday at that. So grab that cup of coffee, get ready, and enjoy this episode right about now. It's the Beard Laws podcast, episode 142. Pretty wild that it's been 142 straight weeks. We're going to talk about how you are not going to be able to pee in elevators anymore, because apparently it's a thing that is really
people did it to begin with.
Yeah, I guess it's a really big problem, and they're gonna fix this. And I have some feelings and I have some ideas that I'm not sure that these people thought about, but we're going to discuss that. And also, a pig gets pickled. And it's a pretty interesting, pretty wild story that's a little bit unreal. And I know originally you're probably thinking like me, so a pig turned into some kind of pickled bacon. And that's not what we're here to do. We love animals. No animals were hurt in this story because we wouldn't do that. You know what I mean? So episode 142. Fellas, how's the week been?
Good. We've been having a great week.
Heck yeah, man. Weather is decent in most places, some hotter than others.
A little hotter yesterday and today, but the day before that, oh my God, it almost tricked me into thinking I like living in North Carolina.
Ooh.
You guys like women, right?
Yes.
You live with them? And yeah. Yes. And that's it's fun. It's exciting. It's challenging. It's tough. It's crazy.
We'll go with the other with the last three that you said.
Yep.
And as you both know, because you've dealt with this, and this is my second run through, multiply that times getting pregnant. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's done it twice. Done it twice. Yeah. As soon as the second one was born, doctor was like, do you want to snip the umbilical cord? I said, absolutely. And I cut it and I looked up at the doctor and I went, your turn. I went, no, you already cut it. I was like, right here, doc. Get it done. No more after this.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's exciting. And I get it. I get the hormones are going crazy. I get people working inside you that haven't been before. Working as in like moving around and stuff and shit's changing. It is fucking rough, but it's good.
I got a question for both of you because I never had to do this. And I'm not going to lie to you. I kind of wish that I had. Like, I feel like I missed out on something, you know, on that husband duty when the wife's pregnant.
I don't. I've never
did
been
you ever have? Did you have to? Well, as like Brandon, did you ever have to go out and get anything like late night craving stuff? I never got asked to go get anything. And I was like,
Luckily, it's not like anything crazy. And I'll tell you one of the crazy cravings she's had, but it wasn't like a, can you go stop by Arby's and then on your way back, stop by Burger King and then McDonald's has the best ice cream. Can you make sure their machines work? It wasn't like that. But it has been like, will you go to Starbucks and get me, you know, one of their peanut butter protein shakes or something like that? And then one of their cinnamon rolls. But one of the crazy things that she craves is a peanut butter, pickle, and mayonnaise sandwich. I know, dude. I'm with you.
Oh, man.
So did you?
None of those flavors go together.
Nope. I maybe would try peanut butter and pickles. Maybe. But you add mayonnaise in there? Oh, no.
I was going to say, did you turn that into content yet or no?
I'm going to this way around. It'll be good. But I have not.
Ah, that is wild. So Elo's ex would get marshmallow and banana shakes from the Dairy Queen.
Now that sounds delicious. I'll get that tomorrow.
You know? Actually, it does sound good.
Josh is a first time here, so thanks, Josh. We appreciate you popping in, and hopefully you'll continue to come back, and we won't disappoint you. And if we do, well, that's on you. One other thing that I really want to bring to your attention is we have a picker wheel. You're going, what is a picker wheel? A picker wheel is a wheel that we spin every episode, sometimes multiple times, and it's questions that we either submit or they're questions that you submit. It can be anything from worst candy. Do you put your phone on vibrate or ring? Do you, you know, are your toys vibrations or rings? Anything you want, you can put on here. It doesn't really matter. And last week we spun the worst Batman movie. And we are going to get into that in a little bit. So make sure that you in the viewers, you in the chat, you in the listeners, if you listen to this only, you come with your questions. And what I'll do is we'll have producer Zach star them and put them. Oh, he's not here. We'll have Logan help with the. Oh, he's not here. So you guys are going to have my back here on this one because there is nobody in studio. And it's going to be fun either way. But yeah, we're going to talk about that. But we might as well get into, if you guys are ready, our first article. And the first one is the peeing in elevators, which I didn't think was a thing. I really didn't know, and I'm assuming when I brought it up, you both looked at me like, that's a thing? So I'm assuming you guys have never peed in an elevator or even crossed your mind?
I have no doubt that it's happened. I mean, there's plenty of drunk people, especially in hotels, so I have no doubt that it's happened. But I didn't think that it was, like, such a epidemic that something had to be done about it.
I mean, I've never done it, but I've walked into an elevator that smelled like piss. And so I can imagine, like, it's either a drunk dude or a vagrant or something that's in there. Awful, though. Like, if you're on an elevator, you're probably in a public place where a restroom isn't too far away. I don't understand how that could. And there's a corner somewhere else where people don't have to, like, necessarily stand every day.
Yeah, and I think it's potentially a thing because, and I'm not sure why, and the reason why I'm thinking this is there's probably not cameras on elevators, which obviously, technically, it'd be a little bit tougher with, you know, the moving and the different floors and stuff like that, even though there is wireless technology. But either way, so there was that. But when you see a lot of these kind of crime shows and stuff that happens, you always see the out of the elevator, but you never see what happens in the elevator.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's a legality thing for whatever reason, which I don't get, because it's not like there's bathrooms in an elevator, even though people are using them as bathrooms. And it's not like it's a room where you're sleeping, like a hotel room, to not have a camera in it. I would love if producer Zach was here to look up why you can't have cameras in elevators. I feel like that would solve the problem.
Well, you can. You can have cameras in elevators.
Okay. Then how come, I mean, like, nobody does
it? If anybody here watched the Johnny Depp trial, you'd see that's one of the videos that they used.
Okay, because there was a lot of times where, you know, I'm going to use, for instance, Ray Rice, the football player.
I was going to say, why was his alarm from the outside and not, like, showing the pummeling on the inside of the elevator?
Yes, so there's all right. So Cam says multiple elevators that he's been on at the Strip in Vegas had pee in the corner. All right, so yes. Okay, vandalism is the main reason that so people are breaking them. I could see that. People really suck. So
people come in, see the camera, give it a
smash.
Pop.
Yep. Or pee on it and then water damage. But so you're in trouble no more. That's the opener on an article from APnews.com. Well done. Boston Transit Agency to try urine sensors on elevators.
Okay. Who here is surprised that it was Boston that has had such a problem that they'd have to feel like they need to do something?
We talked about liquor, so yeah, not at all.
I mean,
what do we got here?
Irish.
Oh, yes. Sweet Caroline. Sweet Caroline. The MBTA, which services the Boston and surrounding area, is launching a pilot program this summer in which urine detection sensors are going to be placed in 4 downtown elevators. The sensors alert transit ambassadors. Ooh. How would you like to be a transit ambassador of the urine sensors? Now that is a job description.
Please tell me it's probably like 50,000 a year. Yeah, right here, this guy.
Wicked piss. what do we got here? So yes, so once the alert comes in, then they will dispatch a cleaning crew.
So I don't want that job though.
No, yeah, the job's lost interest in there. The sensors are on the ceiling of an elevator, have an attached fan, which allows them to suck in air and basically smell what is present. Oh. That's got to open up a couple. I mean, my thing goes instantly fart and then pooping. So peeing on an elevator is a thing. Now people are going to challenge these sensors, and I feel like they're going to start shitting in an elevator.
Does it detect fecal matter? It does not say.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm with Daniel here.
I don't know why this reminds me of a friend of mine, but it does from college. God, I can't believe this kid in college who graduated and got a master's degree. But he said to me that there's something that will stick with me for the rest of my life, and I'll never forget it. He says, if I've been in your bathroom, I've peed in your sink. And I thought to myself, oh, my God, he's been in my bathroom.
Yikes.
What I'm getting at is there are people out there, maybe it's just your thing to piss in elevators. Yeah. Not because it's a necessity. It's just like, I'm going to piss in this elevator.
Huh. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, that's a thing. Well, either way, the rest of the article really sucks, and they explain how, you know, public urination is unsanitary and can damage elevators. Like, it's common sense. But you mentioned pissing in a sink. And this is not to call you guys out. Have you guys ever pissed in a sink?
Yeah, absolutely, because my wife won't get out of the toilet and the kid's taking a shower. I'm like, you're either spreading your legs and I'm going right through the middle, or I'm pissing in the sink. And she's like, I am not going to spread. I'm like, all right. And she's like,
So here's my question. Do you direct it towards the side of the bowl so it swirls around, or do you splatter against the back?
Oh, I shoot right for the hole, man. I jump. I stand directly on. So this is what I do. I unscrew the little center plunger because ours can screw out. Unscrew it, pop it out, and I stand directly above the sink and I pee straight into that hole.
Okay. So
does the penis at any point go in the hole or you're?
No, I'm standing on the counter, dude. How long, dude?
You're standing on the counter of your sink?
Oh yeah,
I forgot.
And we have 2 sinks. You think I'm doing it in mine? No. She's being selfish. Bam, right into hers.
So have I done it in a sink? Yes. It's been in a public place at a bar where the toilet was, you know, used and it was gross. And somebody said they did it in a stadium. Could definitely get that. Balls on the edge of the counter, aim for the hole. Joseph's a sink pisser. So
the one thing I worry about is like a 2-step step stool to get that high.
The squatty potty.
Guys, I'm only 5'6".
Yeah, you gotta. I mean, I worry about the splatter against the back of the, or against the sink at all. So if you were to do it to the side, you know, it's just the water or the urine is going to, you know, swirl around.
I mean, that initial hit. I mean, unless you get it at exactly the right angle, you're still going to get a little bit of splatter regardless.
Yep.
But I think, yeah, you're right. But I mean, the argument is, are we going for zero or are we trying to mitigate, you know, down?
What if do you run the water?
That's why I take that center out and I pee straight into the hole.
Do you run the water while you're peeing?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I've never done it. So, but I would usually probably fill a cup, I would say, and then wash it down afterwards. So there's no piss on the sink.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying like while you're pissing, you know, turn the sink on, you know, let the water run a little bit. And
I will say this, in the toilet, sometimes, like, I try to time it so that I can flush the toilet and have it, like, finish peeing right as it, like, goes all the way in.
It's a race.
Yeah, yep. It's a race. Yep.
So back in elementary school, we used to lean back against the wall and see how far we could pee into the arket. And, you know, I figured at a young age, if you could just squeeze the tip just enough, you can get it to go further. But there's a very fine balance between squeezing too tight and going back inside you. And going further, you know, like, you don't want to, like, cut off the hose, so to speak, when you're, you know, outside with the water.
Get that pressure, and then it stops. One of my favorite.
Right underneath your nuts with your thumb, and you just kind of curl it up towards the base of the nuts. Oh, yeah. You'll be fine.
You said as a child, you act like you don't still try that if you're in a public place to see how far you can go. Because, I mean, the older you get, the stream kind of declines a little bit. I can't nearly get the arc in the distance anymore.
At my old house, I used to have tape lines where I would attempt, like, I'd pee, and I would walk backwards as I'm going. Until you're done with, like, mid, so you know it's gonna start getting shorter again, and then you walk back up to the bowl. But I'm like, I'll mark it. I'll be like, all right, that's where I was. I'll step up. I'll go back, and I had a little roll of tape in there. I had tape lines all the way back to the door. I was impressed with myself.
Wow.
Buddy of mine used to have a basement where there was a, you know, a drain. We used to piss in the drain. That's a little different, I think. He's like, yeah, just go piss in the drain. All right. I
mean, that's just going to run right out anyways into the ground.
It's like peeing in the shower.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one of my favorite things is my memories. The first thing that I think of, the first story that I come that pops into my mind for peeing in a sink is we were at a Tragically Hip concert in a very bad venue. All right. This obviously Tragically Hip. I don't know. You guys, have you heard of the Tragically Hip?
Yes.
Okay, there. I figured you probably did, being there. Maybe you didn't, but it's a big Canadian band. The lead singer passed away, had brain cancer, stuff like that. Regardless, either way, but they came. They're a pretty big band. They were very well known. They came to a pretty small venue. A lot of people there. They were not built for this. All right, the wait for the beer line and the wait for the bathroom was a very long wait. I mean, by the time you went and got a beer, and then what you had to do is then go to the bathroom line, wait for that. And then by the time you got in there, there was only like a couple of toilets. So we're sitting there, and my buddy's like, and he was drunk. All right. And he's a little different when he's drunk. We'll get into that some other time, but he was just like, sink's open, cuts in front of everybody because the sink was open, turns on the water and starts pissing. And everybody's like, oh, my God, that's disgusting. What are you doing? He's like, it's pretty much just beer and water at this point. I don't know why you're so grossed out. So he set a trend. So now, say there was three toilets. Now there was four toilets. So there was then a line behind the sink and all of them. But he was the first person of thousands and thousands of people at this concert. And it wasn't like it was a nice bathroom and a nice sink. That was pissing there. There's people pissing on the sides of the building. Maybe we had the courtesy at least using it in the bathroom.
Reminds me of that, maybe Toby, you remember this, maybe Matt will, that monkey experiment that they did that you've heard about probably many times. They have a room of three or five monkeys. They have a banana on a stand. The monkeys touch the banana. They get shocked. They take one of the monkeys out or they add another monkey. The other monkeys who've been shocked don't touch it. The monkey who has it touches it and gets shocked. After a while, they stop shocking them and they start self-policing these new monkeys that come in to try to touch the banana. They beat the shit out of the banana.
Wow.
Oh, I thought Toby was telling me I was muted. They start beating the shit out of the monkeys. And so, to your point, I think this gentleman has started a trend where all it takes is one. One quick funny thing, somewhat related story, is a buddy of mine used to have, and I used to do, we try to one-up each other. You know, the penis-vagina game, you say, see who can say the word louder in public.
Penis.
You know? Right.
Penis.
He used to be like, hey, I'm going to go into this urinal and I'm going to pull my pants down to my ankles like a 5-year-old and I'm going to go to the bathroom and freak everybody out. And I swear to God, did he do it? And this dude was like, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? It was great.
I'm pretty sure, shout out Squeaksbeard, he rocked ankle piss. Like, he rocked the shorts down to his ankles for, like, I guess what would be the inappropriate age to have that stop?
5.
Yeah.
He went past 5. I can tell you that. Yeah.
But you've seen Letterkenny?
Yes.
You got the one guy that every time.
Look this way. No. begins with an M.
No. It wasn't him. It was.
Oh, I thought he. He didn't do it. Yeah. I thought it was. What's this? Anyways, but yeah, great show. Joseph is playing the game back with you. I think he yelled it. You win. But sorry to the women. All right. I understand this is information that you really don't need. But hey, this is some information that the rest of the fellas in here and really wanted to probably not even need. But we talked about monkeys doing an experiment.
I have one Ladies. Last question. It's been a while since I've been to any kind of stadium.
Okay, same.
I haven't been since COVID, obviously. Yep. Do they still have trough urinals at the stadiums in the men's room?
A lot of places that I've been to still do, yes.
And Nebraska they do, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Talk about an interesting thing as a child having to go up almost pretty much chin level and have to piss in a trough with a whole bunch of dicks around head level. And
I've seen so many drunk guys walk in, stumble in there and start washing their hands in there. And I'm like midstream going.
Huh. Okay. Cause they have the sinks in the middle with the push down pedal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What a weird time plumbing was back in the day. But I'll never forget a buddy of mine. We were at a Buffalo Bills game. And even if you're not a sports fan, you've probably seen the Bills Mafia. Just a bunch of wild, wild people smashing themselves through tables, covering themselves in ketchup and mustard. Which there's a mustard shortage, so that dude better bulk up on his mustard for the football season. And so my buddy was sitting there. He's a big dude. He's like 6'4". I'm going to be generous and say 280. He's probably pushing 340 at that time. You know what I mean? Middle of winter. You know, he's bundled up. It gets cold in Buffalo. A lot of wind. And he's a super nice dude, all right? Accidentally, like, goes to sit down or something, hits a guy's hand. He's like, hey, I'm sorry, dude. And he's just like, the guy's hammered, the other guy. So the guy follows him to the bathroom. And at this point, it's snowing. It's wet. So there's a good inch or so of water, piss, whatever else is in there, right? The guy follows him, so drunk, swings at my buddy, misses, and he's like, whoa, 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 while he's pissing. He's like, come on, man, I'm peeing. And he's just, the guy comes up again, goes to get there. My buddy never fights anybody and was just like, drops him right in this collaboration. And they had troughs at the time and was just like, looks over. What do I do? And everybody's like, leave him. He'll figure it out.
Oh, man. So, ladies, thanks for coming to our Piss Talk.
Yes. Piss Talk by Brandon, Matt, and Toby. It's okay. Yes. They were the first to get there. Okay, Florida. Florida doing big things every once in a while. First to get a urinal. And so, speaking of, pickled. You know, that guy was pickled in Buffalo. We talked about monkeys. So, let's segue to the pig gets pickled story. So just based on pig getting pickled, what's the first thing that kind of comes to your mind?
Pickled eggs.
Pickled pig's feet.
Pickled pig. Okay. Thankfully, it is neither of that because, like I said, we love our animals. And being a guy that owns pigs, I don't have the heart to come on here and talk about anything bad about a story. This is a funny story about a pig. This pig, know what he does? He got drunk and then picked a fight with a cow.
Oh, is this the one in Australia? Is this the one that I sent you? I know it's old. This is from 2013, but dude, this article is wild.
It is. So there's a feral pig. There was an Australian campsite. Went and decided that, hey, I'm gonna dabble in this beer. Maybe it's the first time. I don't know about this feral pig, but either way, not only did he drink one beer, not only did this pig drink one six-pack, this pig downed 18 beers.
Uncle Billy?
So in this article by theworld.org, the pig then went on a drunken bender after getting into supplies of a group of campers at the De Grey River east of Port Hedland, Australia, which doesn't mean anything to me, but if there's anybody from Australia, feel free to let me know if you've ever potentially been to Port Hedland and if I said it wrong, but 18 cans of beer. So in what might seem unusual, like for human behavior, it then rummaged through the campsite for snacks. All right. So got drunk, wanted a little food, was looking for all logical. Sounds like stuff that probably all of us in this chat and, our viewers have done. But then it decided to pick a fight with a cow, which That's a ballsy move.
I mean, you talk about a feral pig, though. I mean, it's there for anybody that's unaware. A feral pig is one of the fastest land animals on Earth.
He'll chase you up a tree.
Yeah.
How much?
Don't mess around, man.
How much do you think the average feral pig would weigh, roughly?
Between 300 and 600 pounds.
I was going to say 3 and 5. So yeah.
Okay. All right. So the pig look for some snacks. And then one of the campers, Mareda, whatever, said it was the middle of the night. And it was these people camping opposite of us. And they kind of started hearing this crunching noise. And there was a crunching of a can. So they got their torch out and shined it over there. They're using Australian words or something. I don't know.
Flashlight.
Yeah, yeah, I get the torch. But then there was a weird word, so I skipped it, made up my own. They shined it on the pig, and then there was the scrunching away of the cans. It was obviously eating it. So then he went and raided the rubbish. We already talked about that and why they're repeating themselves. But then other people that were camping, they must have got together to tell the story. They went to the river and saw him running around the vehicle and then was actually being chased by the cow at this point. But the boozy pig didn't stop there. It was going around and around, and then it went into the river, swam across the middle of the river. So drank beer, got some snacks, tried to fight a cow, and then decided to go for a swim. If anybody doesn't have a buddy that has done the exact same thing, then I don't know if you're even living life. You got to find some new friends.
Sounds like my high school days.
And then it was last seen sleeping the hangover off under a tree.
So funny thing, the wife and I, we've got our air conditioning guy is coming over.
Yep.
And he has a pig, about a 400 pound potbelly pig. Like his is like 5 years old, 6 years old, I think. And we were telling him, I was like, who do you get to come and grind your pig's hooves? Because ours won't let you touch them. Like they'll let me clip the back parts of their hooves, which are the little spiky ends, but not the front hooves. And he goes, oh, just, he goes, give him a bottle of wine. I said, what? He goes, give it a bottle of wine. He goes, mine's 400 pounds. So I give it 2. He goes, but your pigs, he goes, give them each a bottle of wine. He goes, one, if you give them red wine, it's actually not bad for them, even at that quantity. Two, it's going to essentially make them drunk. Because they're going to drink it really fast, they're going to get really lethargic, and they're just going to, and they're going to flop over, and they'll all day long. I was like, get out of here. So of course, I do plenty of research. And I'm like, I'm not just going to listen to my AC guy. no, I should have, because he was 100% right. You can give, like, dark beer is really good for pigs. Red wine is good for pigs, obviously in the right quantities, but literally. I've seen videos of a guy gave his pig, like, I think he had a 400-pound sow. He gave it 8 beers, and it finally laid down, and they grinded it. I, like, watched them grind the nails. The other one was, like, a whole bottle of Merlot. It's like, here you go. And they just throw some bread in there. They'll sop it up with bread, and they'll eat all the bread, and they get drunk, pass out. I'm like, we're doing this.
Interesting. I would have never.
And that'll probably be a YouTube video.
Awesome.
Because I can't post that on TikTok. There's too many sensitive people on there. Jesus. Yeah,
that would be probably for the worst. But yeah, who would have thought we went from peeing in sinks to getting pigs drunk?
That's sounds wild. Like my honeymoon.
Could you imagine though watching this whole pig drunkenness? And it's just long enough. What are we on? Almost 9 years where mm-hmm. everybody wasn't. You know, glued to their phones, putting it all over social media.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I don't know, man. Like I might be living it here soon. Who knows? Cap, honest God.
That'll be interesting. That'll be an interesting time. So, but yeah, I got nothing else about drunk pigs. I'd love to see the video too. While we do that, I'm going to give a quick shout out to all of the amazing people in the green chat. And I'm going to try super hard to remember. We have Nita, Auto Metal Queen, CT Anderson, Toby, Zach, I'm going to say Bomber, but that, yep, Bomber 521, Kush Kelly, And I'm probably missing one. We're gonna throw in a wild card of one that I forgot, and I do apologize. But either way, the people in the green, you guys are members, and I promised you in the membership that every single time we have a show, you get a shout out. And I did it. I did it right before. And we're gonna get into something that's probably gonna get a little heated, because it's something that that we're all here. We all like movies, some more than others. These two, mostly more than me. We're going to talk about Batman. And I feel like anytime we talk about, you know, comic style, you know, stuff, thankfully it's not Spider-Man at this point, but this was spun on the picker wheel. So if you guys have any questions for the picker wheel, I did see a couple of come in, and I did add them. And for anybody that wants to know, this is what the picker wheel looks like. And this is something that we spin every episode, sometimes a couple of times. And we will spin it again. If you have any questions, we will put them on there. But Brandon, I'm gonna let you lead off with the worst Batman movie in your opinion. Whenever you're ready,
I'm gonna anger Toby right now by saying that I have not seen any of the movies after the Arnold Schwarzenegger version.
What?
Yeah, I don't get into comic book movies anyway. And I only liked the old ones because they were campy. The Arnold Schwarzenegger version was the worst version, but I liked it still. I watched it in a dollar theater. It was, the carpet was sticky with butter and urine, probably.
Wasn't that Batman and Robin? That was Batman and Robin, right?
I think you're right. Yes, on the name. Yeah, yeah. Everybody hated Batman Forever. Suits. Yes, everybody hated Batman Forever. I fucking love Batman Forever. And I love Val Kilmer. Val Kilmer is great. And I didn't realize what had happened to him with his voice and stuff. And that, like, I seriously, like, almost came to tears when I saw that.
Have you seen his, not to get off track, but have you seen his documentary?
I've not seen the documentary, no.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. You got to watch it.
I'll have to check it out. I did a birthday party here in town, small town, at the theater here. The Donna Reed Theater. Donna Reed is the woman who was in It's a Wonderful Life. She was the woman across from Jimmy Stewart. She's from this town I live in. And we watched Tombstone, and it was just glorious watching Val Kilmer and how great he is. And travesty that he didn't win the Oscar that year for best supporting actor. But I would say I love all the old ones. The first two were great. The first one specifically. But I loved Batman Forever. I thought that was a great one. But Batman and Robin was a terrible one.
Have you seen the Batman movie with Adam West and the shark repellent?
I have seen it on TV, but I didn't watch the whole thing when I was younger. Yeah, of course, it came out, you know, way before I was born. But yeah.
I absolutely, even though he hasn't seen anything after Batman and Robin, he's still got the... In my opinion, he's still got the worst one right. It's Batman and Robin is the worst Batman movie I think that's ever been made.
I agree with you 100%.
And I don't know if I would blame it all on Arnold. I don't think he did
No, I blame it on the script writing.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand it was still designed to be campy. It's supposed to be a harkening back to same thing with the Val Kilmer Batman movie. Both of those movies were supposed to kind of harken back to the original Batman series with Adam West and have that campy kind of like 60s feel to it. But at least in Val Kilmer's Batman, the writing wasn't horrible. But Batman and Robin overall was just atrocious.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about one I didn't like was Batman versus Superman?
Batman versus Superman?
Yeah.
I think we know how I feel about that, because in my opinion, this gets all sorts of people in an uproar. I believe Ben Affleck has portrayed that character better than anybody. He's my favorite. He's my favorite one.
Yeah, and somebody
was like, "What?" I saw something today where it shows all of them, right? Like, except for they didn't show Adam West, which did upset me, because you got to include Adam West. But it showed all of them from Michael Keaton all the way through Robert Pattinson. And it was like, who's the most iconic? I was like, iconic isn't the best. Iconic means who's the most memorable. When you think Batman, who do you think of? Now, that is going to be generational based, because there's people in my generation are either thinking Adam West or, but that's like early, my part of the generation, like that first half of Gen X. And the second half of Gen X is usually thinking Michael Keaton.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends upon, iconic doesn't mean the best version.
Agree.
So.
No, I agree with that. But yeah, and it wasn't anything with Ben Affleck. I just thought it was stupid. I think, what was it, the Dawn of Justice? It probably would have been better off just being like a soap commercial than a movie.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I think we all know that the Justice League?
Yep.
The Justice League was a pretty bad movie. However, the Zack Snyder cut was really good. It did bring a lot of justice to that horrible movie.
True. Very true. What about Batman the Killing Joke?
I have the comic, but I mean, I haven't seen, like, isn't there like an animated movie for that?
I believe so. I hadn't seen it. I wrote it down as a note to see if any of you guys have. I mean, it's self-admitting that there's a decent amount of Batman movies. I haven't seen nearly all of them.
So I've never watched any of Batman's animated stuff.
Same. What would you let's segue, I guess. We know the worst one. What would
you haven't seen any of the Batman animated stuff?
No.
Okay. Now you got mad at me for the movies, rightfully so. I've heard great things about The Dark Knight and everything else. But you gotta watch the animated series from the 90s, dude. It is like it's everything the movies in the 90s and in the late 80s weren't. Right.
It is almost impossible to get me to sit down and watch an animated anything. I don't know. No, I'm serious. Like, I'd do my best to try, but if it's not like short, like, what is it, Love and Robots short?
Like that skirt back there? I'm sorry.
What are you doing? But if it's not like a short, like 5 to max of 15 minutes, can't watch it, man. Like I'm
like that with a lot of movies now. Like it really has to captivate me and catch me because I think that's we've been changed. We've been altered with YouTube and with TikTok and with all these. I can watch 10-minute videos and 8-minute videos on YouTube if I want to watch something longer. And if I want to watch something shorter, I can just scroll on TikTok for an hour and watch 100 different things.
Now, but, I will say that I've watched a lot of clips on the animated series Joker, Mark Hamill's Joker, and my favorite portrayal of Joker is Mark Hamill's.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Mark Hamill's Joker is great. He does, and he's a great voice actor.
Yep. And, yeah, I can't argue that.
Yeah. So.
So it's safe to say that you weren't a fan or didn't watch the Lego Batman movie. I did not.
I loved it. You? I thought
I did watch the Lego Batman movie.
I thought it was great. I thought it was going to be so stupid.
All the Lego, I've seen all the Lego movies, and I'm sorry, I love them. But I don't
think it was awesome.
That's not cartoon animation, so I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
But I will say this. I walked into it thinking this is going to be the dumbest fucking hour and a half I've ever spent in my life and walked away thinking, man, this is... That was pretty good. I laughed. Great humor. Made fun of itself, you know. So,
oh yeah. I can't remember what's his name. Will Arnett plays the Batman. He's a great like.
He's in there, like, and Michael like Spear is in there.
It makes fun of itself. Like he plays a great version of a Batman that knows how ludicrous he is.
I've heard great things about it, and I just haven't seen it, and that's why I just threw it out there to see if you guys actually saw it or not. But
pretty good. Check it out.
Yeah. It's hard for me. I'm not a movie guy. And I don't know. And even before the social media stuff, like I have a terrible time sitting there watching a movie. I don't know what it is. I've seen some movies like that hook me and maybe relate. I don't know. I'm just not a movie guy. It's weird. I get it. Favorite Batman movie. Who wants to go first? Ooh, that's a tough
favorite.
Or you could say favorites. This doesn't have to be the one.
In all honesty, I'm going to have to say that my favorite Batman movie is the original Batman with Michael Keaton as Batman.
I would say he's
most likely my favorite.
I would say he's right, but I've got this nostalgia towards Batman Forever. But yes, he's right.
Yeah, I mean, I have a hard time arguing that as well. One that I thought was pretty good that I did see. Again, I'm not a guy that's seen every Batman movie. I think it, which one was it? The Dark Knight?
Dark Knight would be a close runner-up for him.
Yep, I really did enjoy that one. Like I said, not a huge Batman guy, but I don't despise him. But it was, I thought The Dark Knight was really well done. Yeah. Okay, and yeah, someone. All right, there we go. That was fun. What do you guys think? You want to spin something else on the picker wheel?
Let's do it.
I can only talk about Batman so much. I don't.
It's a Superman's head.
Well played. What's it going to be? What is your favorite dinosaur?
Stegosaurus.
Stegosaurus?
When I was younger, I used to comb my hair, slick it back, and into a duck tail, and kids call me Stego. They call me Stego because I look like a Stegosaurus. So I don't know. I've always liked the Stegosaurus.
Okay.
I mean, I'm your typical T-Rex guy, man. I love the T-Rex.
I think Velociraptors are awesome too.
Velociraptor. Yeah. My wife's over here chiming in. It's got to be T-Rex. If I'm going with meat eater, I'm going with T-Rex. If I'm going with, as they say in Jurassic Park, Veggiesaurus, I am going most likely with the Stegosaurus.
Okay, so we got, you know,
no, two Triceratops. Definitely Triceratops.
I was going to say mine would probably be a Triceratops. Like, they are built to, like, who could really take down a Triceratops? There's a limited number of other dinosaurs or other animals or anything T-Rex. That could. Yeah, that's what I mean, but limited. Like, even a T-Rex could potentially get pretty messed up. So do you think Triceratops, like, kind of roam together? Like, they got the horns. They kind of remind me of, you know, maybe...
I think they did. I think they roamed around in packs or herds.
Yeah.
I think the majority of the omnivore dinosaurs probably roamed in herds.
Yep. Man, what a time to be alive.
It's a Leopleurodon, Charlie.
What about an Allosaurus?
The Allosaurus. Isn't it?
They kind of are like...
It's similar to T-Rex, but it's a little bit... I mean, it's more nimble. The main advantage that everybody... That most of these larger dinosaurs have on T-Rex is their arms. T-Rex has just got these tiny little arms.
Yep. It's true. I mean, the Allosaurus looks like little arms, a little bit bigger. I'm assuming they're a little bit smaller, but they were in the late Jurassic, you know, era. But it means Allosaurus means different lizard, which alludes to its unique concave vertebrae. This is an educational show apparently as well too. A Leopleurodon. I don't know what that.
Leopleurodon.
What's that?
Leopleurodon.
Look like?
A Leopleurodon actually is a waterborne dinosaur.
Ooh,
it's like a short crocodile looking like thing. Yeah.
And if you've never seen Charlie the Unicorn, you should watch it. It's a magical Leopleurodon, Charlie. It'll show us the way to Candy Mountain.
I was going to say pterodactyls would be pretty wild too. Pretty wild. But
let's go with this. Do we believe that dinosaurs had like fur and feathers, or do we believe that they were just like lizards?
I have to imagine some of them would have fur and feathers, right? I mean, it's a pretty big world with a lot of different climates. I feel like they all couldn't just be skin, right?
I think raptors did at least.
I could definitely see that. Oh, the Dillo, whatever, that sounds like an ice cream. Have you ever seen those? Those had to, right? With the things that come out.
Is that what the Dilophosaurus.
Yeah.
Dilophosaurus.
They probably had some kind of feathers or some shit, right? Well, did you guys know an Irish elk was a dinosaur?
No.
That's what it shows. I just Googled dinosaurs, and there's one that's an Irish elk. I mean, it looks like the skeleton of an elk, and it's Irish, and I... Yeah, I mean, what were the big elephant style ones with the long mastodons?
Mastodons?
They had hair.
Are you talking about? Are you talking about the elephants? Like woolly mammoths and mastodons?
Yeah, they're different.
Yeah.
They're different.
Yeah.
Ignore
not them. Dinosaurs.
Producer Zach, could you discard my last comment so I don't sound so dumb, please? Oh, you're not here. Thanks. Producer Jace, you got me?
You're doing great over there, Zach.
You're doing a great job. I have a huge watch list going already, so I got a huge watch list. But, yeah, I mean, Brandon, what do you think? Do you think that they were all just lizard type? Or I mean, there has to be some that had fur, right?
I would imagine so. I mean, I don't know. The science changes, right? What we find and what we know changes, so I guess I don't know. I still like there's a part, there's the child in me that wants it to be Jurassic Park. If I find out that the fucking T-Rex is out here quacking, it's just not going to do the same for me, fam.
Well, if I remember correctly, T-Rex isn't even from the Jurassic period.
Yes.
You fucking nerd. I don't know.
I remember that too.
Fucking nerd.
So the first thing I Googled when it came up is, did any dinosaurs have fur? According to Google, which had 8.8 million results in under 0.48 seconds, all dinosaurs were covered with feathers or had the potential to grow feathers, a study suggests.
Could you imagine getting a T-Rex feather, dude? I want to go back in time and grab one of them bad boys. Bet I'll be able to fly off the roof with that.
Woo! Just imagine how... Oh, man, that'd be wild. Apparently, it was a discovery of a 150-million-year-old fossil in Siberia indicates that feathers were much more widespread among dinosaurs than previously thought.
So were humans alive during this period, or was that way afterwards?
I believe way after.
Because I'm just imagining you got kids out there, right? You're traveling in, we're out of the caves, you're traveling in packs. All of a sudden a fucking pterodactyl swoops down and picks up your kid and you're fucking...
I don't believe humans and dinosaurs existed at any point in time. I could be wrong on that. I mean, I know Matt's already got his Google up. If not, I got it.
According to this,
I was wondering if any dinosaurs technically lived.
According to this website, the Earth is 6,500 years old.
Toby was right.
After the dinosaurs died out, nearly 65 million years passed before people appeared on Earth.
That's a long time.
However, there were small mammals that were alive at the time of the dinosaurs.
Interesting. Yeah, because my brain instantly went before that was, did any dinosaur survive? But they, according to Google...
You got crocodiles, and what was it, the horseshoe crab? They've traced its, like, has not changed in, like, 100 million years.
That's wild. Apparently birds. Google said birds are the only dinosaurs to survive the mass extinction event 65 million years ago. Frogs and salamanders. So these seemingly delicate amphibians survived the extinction that wiped out larger animals, lizards.
I believe the megalodon still exists in the Mariana Trench somewhere.
Ooh, could you imagine seeing that thing?
Have you guys seen the movie Meg?
No, mm-mm. I haven't. Mm-mm. Have you? I'm guessing yes.
Yeah, I hate the ocean already, and that solidified it.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that's oh, man.
It's a crazy thought to think about. We talked about Star Trek last week, that as much as we don't know about space, we don't know about the ocean.
Mm. It's true.
They say only like 20% of the Earth technically has been discovered because the ocean covers so much and the Mariana Trench is almost, it's impossible to get all the way to the bottom. I can only imagine what is in the Mariana Trench. Like, that scares me just thinking about it, because I know that there's something living down there.
Has to be. Grim says they're making a Meg 2.
I'll watch it. It'll keep me out of the ocean for yet another 2 years. I'll watch anything that has to do with the ocean, but understand it'll keep me out of the water for years after watching it. I don't trust what I can't see.
That's true. And I don't live anywhere near an ocean, so it's not a big problem or a big deal for me. So I'm okay with whatever's in there. But yeah, I'm the same with you. I'm super intrigued by the ocean. Love Shark Week. Big fan of Shark Week. Doesn't mean I'm going to go in there and swim in the ocean. And one thing that really freaks me out is swimming with the dolphins. Not a fan of that.
No, dude. Dolphins are rapey, bro.
Very.
The only other animals on Earth that procreate for fun and pleasure.
Yep.
And they have been known to rape humans.
Yes. Yeah, I mean,
my nerd is coming out today.
We are nerding up pretty hard, from dinosaurs to sea things. Why don't we spin the picker wheel and let's see if we can nerd up even harder. And again, if anybody wants any questions on the picker wheel, feel free to let us know. Producer Zach will not add them in. I will.
5%? Jesus.
Yes, 5% of the oceans have been discovered. That is wild.
Well, seeing as 80% of the Earth is water, I'm pretty good, right? I said 25% of the Earth has been discovered. So I'm close. It was only 5% off.
I wasn't arguing with you. That was a whole bunch of math I didn't want to do on a Friday, Junior. All right. What was spun on the picker wheel was phone, ringtone, or vibrate?
Vibrate all day long. I don't ever. The only time I flip my phone off of vibrate is if I get to one of those sites where it won't play the audio for a video unless you flip your stupid phone off of vibrate. Mm.
The only time I have my phone off of vibrate is if I'm expecting a call or I'm on call, so to speak, for work.
Yep, that used to be the same thing for me. If I was on call for work, I would have it so it was still like airplane mode, but have the setting so if the phone rang, it would still ring. But I wasn't getting the alerts and this and that. I used to
keep my phone on ring before people's cell phone numbers became more accessible. The first 5 years that, you know, cell phones were accessible, companies were not allowed to have those numbers for anything. Even if you entered it on a website, they were not allowed to have that number on file. So, but now with advanced telemarketing and social media and people finding your number in places and just randomly getting a hold of you. I mean, dude, I just had a conversation with some lady in Houston because she had the wrong number and she thought she was contacting a friend of hers in North Carolina.
One digit off.
It ended up being me. And they're like, wait, are you in North Carolina? I'm like, well, yeah. And they, well, I got a question for you then. Cause you know, I'm getting ready to take a vacation there. Where would you recommend? And I'm like,
well, there's an Airbnb in Lake Lure. Yeah,
and I wasn't sure how to continue this. But at the same time, I was like, well, I can help out here. I said, it really depends. Are you an ocean, a city, or a mountains person? And then we like 2 days of conversation. And then I was like, okay, it was nice talking to you. And they're like, oh, this is my name. And I literally responded back with, yeah, I don't care. Have a great day. I hope I was able to help. Like 2 days later, I got a text message. Hey, how are you doing today? I was like, can you stop?
So what happened is they looked up a North Carolina area code, smashed random buttons, pretended to have a friend, got you, tried to make a friend. And that's what really happened, I'm imagining.
And I told him to fuck off.
I mean, understandable. Yeah, that's the thing. For me, I don't know what it is. Hate hearing ringtones, especially in the work environment, like when phones are going off. I work in a little bit of an office where there's a lot of salesmen. They claim that they got to have the ringtone in every alert and every little thing on all the time so they don't miss it because they don't want to lose out on money. Zach, producer Zach, he has the loudest fucking phone and ringtone in the entire planet. And I think we need to send him to an ENT guy to see in his hearing. And Zach, if you have a hearing problem, I didn't know about it. We should talk about it. I'll help you, raise some money for a hearing aid.
Here's another question. Does it annoy anybody when you hear the default ringtone as somebody's ringtone?
Yes.
I'm like, you lazy bastard. If you're going to at least use your ringtone, use something that distinguishes it from somebody else's. Because there's plenty of other people, lazy bastards, that are all using, like, my work phone is a Samsung, right? We are not allowed to change the ringtones on those phones. So it has to be the default. And if I was sitting there, like if I'm sitting working and I hear a default Samsung ringtone stand up, I'm checking my phone like every 2 minutes because somebody in the gas station's got their phone going off and I'm looking at mine. And of course it's default text tone. It's default ringtone. It's default alert tones. And so when you usually find somebody that has a default ringtone, you know their default text tone and default alert tones too. So theirs is constantly going off from social media or whatever it is. And I'm looking at my phone like every 2 minutes, setting down a register, stopping, moving cables, looking. And I'm like, whose phone is on ring right now? And somebody raised it. I'm like, can you do me a favor? Can you put it on vibrate? Mine has to be on, and I have to have default settings. I don't know why you use default for your phone, but could you please just put it on vibrate so I can stop checking my phone and getting back to work? I've had people like literally get mad, complain to the manager at the store and storm out. And they looked at me and they're like, well, that was interesting. I'm like, fuck them.
If you call me, I hate you. If you call me and leave a voicemail, I hate you more. Text me.
No. See, here's the thing. I love being the guy that screens calls. Oh, you're calling me? Sweet. Set my phone down. I'll bypass it. You don't leave me a voicemail. You had no business calling me to begin with. You had nothing to talk to me about. All you wanted to do is chit chat. You know what I don't do? Chit chat. You know what a phone is for? Besides, like, I mean, we're talking about the phone option, right? The phone option is to contact somebody else to pass along or exchange information. You want chit chat? Send me a text. Send me a text. I probably won't respond to you, but you want chit chat? Don't call me. And if you're going to call me and you're not willing to leave a voicemail, let that be a lesson to you. Don't call me because you had nothing to tell me.
I love leaving funny voicemails to people that I know, like buddies and stuff. They don't answer. I'm that guy that'll just ramble on for at least 3 minutes just to see if you get to the end of it to Joseph. Listen to the voicemail.
Joseph used to call his mom if we were gone for like the weekend or she was at work all day. He would call his mom and she would have to let it go to voicemail. Either like if we were up in the mountains and she doesn't have signal, it would go to voicemail.
Yep.
Or if she's at work, she can't answer it, so it goes to voicemail. And he would hope that it would, because he would leave like 3 to 5 minute long, he would just talk and just like make up stories and like just go on these like wild. He was a storyteller. And we still have a couple of his voicemails saved after he passed that I found that I still had on my phone. I was like, oh, these are gold.
I do the same thing. I just love, and it's about really nothing or about the time we did this one thing. That's what I do. I just love it. I don't know what it is, but So we've got our pet peeves with our cell phones out. Let's spin another one. If it's a quick one, we'll do it. If it's a long one, we'll save it for next week. Let's do the thing. Pick a wheel. Thanks, pickawheel.com. We appreciate you. Oh, I feel like this could be a long one. I feel like we should at least research it. I mean, for me, I don't really have one. I'm not a big candy guy.
Same here.
So let's get into this. Brandon, you shook your head like...
No, I was agreeing with you. It sounds like somebody should have pulled off.
Yeah, because I don't even know what candy's been discontinued. I have candy so little, I don't know what candy's been discontinued.
Well, at least throw this, and if we spin another one that's better next week, we'll at least have favorite discontinued candy. Again, like, I mean, if it's a really good candy, I have to imagine it wasn't like they took away the Mexican pizza for, you know what I mean? And then that was a thing. And I just had a Mexican pizza the other day just because I wanted to tell Toby that I had one.
Can you do me a favor? Can you highlight Joseph's comment real quick so I can address that? No. Next one up.
Oh.
Okay. This I can explain. Spends over an hour on video to chit chat, says I don't chit chat. So here's the thing. The reason I don't chit-chat over the phone is because I prefer face-to-face communication if I'm going to chit-chat or talk, because I like to see people's reactions to what it is that I'm saying, and I like them to be able to see my reaction to what I'm saying. I can't do that over the phone. It's annoying to me. So if I've had people that are like, dude, can I FaceTime you? I'm like, absolutely, you can FaceTime me. I don't want to talk to you over the phone. I like to be able to, I like that personal connection where it's a conversation and I'm seeing the person I'm talking to.
I could do either. I'm not scared. I'm not scared to do the chitty chat just with the phone, but
I ain't scared, man.
I ain't scared.
Don't like it. Just don't like it.
So we got the candy on at least a backup. Let's see what else we got. But if anybody wants to submit one,
I see you still have Kirk or Picard on there. You got to make sure you take that one off.
Ever fought at a hockey game at the concession stand? This was put in today. It was worded a little different. I had word constraints, but you know, only so many characters. This is a quick one. I've never fought at any sporting event.
I've never seen a fight at a sporting event. I've never seen anybody fight at a sporting event. The wild, not even in the stands, and I go to a lot of hockey.
I've never seen a fight either, but I will say this: the wildest experience and feel environment I've been a part of for a sporting event has been a fucking semi-pro hockey team in Lincoln, Nebraska called the Lincoln Stars. Those people were bigger fans for that little shitty ass team. Oh, and I don't mean shitty in a bad way. I mean, there's like this little team outside of Lincoln, Nebraska, but they love their Lincoln Stars.
The less pro you go in hockey, the wilder and more rabid the fans are.
True.
Yeah. I mean, here you have the Fayetteville Fire Ants. Bro. I would much rather go to a Fayetteville Fire Ants hockey game than the Hurricane. Well, first of all, nobody wants to go to the North Carolina Hurricanes game. I only go there if Chicago's playing. But the Fire Ants, those guys are crazy. It's a much more exciting environment. It's like the difference in environment between a pro football game and a college football game.
Yep. Yeah, the environment's different, and you have probably in these smaller ones, at least I don't know hockey. Like, I didn't grow up playing hockey, whatever, but I know at least baseball, when you have like minor league teams, a lot of the talent is somewhat local. You know what I mean? So you have a lot more of the friends, potentially the family, and there's just something about like, this is my team, where, you know, you might be from, say, you know, New York, and you're a big fan of, you know, the Buffalo Bills because they're from New York. So everybody in New York loves them, but you're only, you know, Bills Mafia for the most part when you're in the city of Buffalo. But I feel like if you're in that small town community where, you know, the Asheville Ants or whatever it was, everybody's there like, that is my team. I'm local, and I will fight, you know, when the Savannah Bananas come to town.
Yeah, like I love semi-pro hockey. I love beer league hockey. For those of you that haven't seen it yet, Shorzy, which is a spinoff of Letterkenny,
need to see it.
That is about essentially a senior men's AAA hockey or something like that. And that's exactly kind of like the environment. There's not a lot of people that usually go, but the ones that do go, they are passionate about their team.
I desperately need to watch that. That's on my watch list. But yeah, that's all we got for you. That's our time. That's our hour of us getting able to hang out and have great conversations about whatever we feel like. And as always, the viewers, we can't thank you enough. But Toby, Brandon, I appreciate you guys. Can't thank you enough. Producer Zach and Logan, you guys can suck it. Episode 142. That was good. That was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. Thanks again, everybody, for watching this. We'll be back next week, next Tuesday, for Triple T. Episode, I think Toby said it was like 87-ish last week. So we're going to go 88, but it's season 2, episode 25, back here for episode 143. To the new viewers, Joseph and the other one, I can't remember.
Thanks for engaging in the conversation, Joseph, by the way. Yeah. Sorry, man. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No.
First-time viewer, I love seeing stuff like that where they're literally wanting to be engaged in the conversation. That helps out the show quite a bit. It makes it more interesting for you, the viewer. It makes it more interesting for us as the hosts.
Yeah. We feed off the comments and the views. So I got to challenge everybody that you guys were really into this. If you really liked it, send it to somebody, talk to somebody about it. Let's bring your one of your friends. Cause if you liked it, they'll like it. And then we'll see if we can get them to stick, and we'll try not to mess with them too much. Maybe a little. But either way, can't thank you enough. We'll be back next week. Hopefully you guys have a good weekend, and that's all I got for you. I'm gonna do the outro. No. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.